My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so we were supposed to have Jeff Darlington on from ESPN. And, I felt stupid because I booked him and he didn't post for at 8:20.
Okay.
So apparently he was supposed to take a flight to New Orleans yesterday.
Okay.
So he was going to be in New Orleans. He took the first flight out to New Orleans today. Because there's some interviews he has to do for work. I don't know what team, maybe the Saints. He goes, I'll hit your guy back. We'll do it any other day this week. So sorry. He goes, I'm very sorry.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean.
You don't have to be sorry.
These things happen.
I know they happen. I just wanted to give you the update on why he didn't post.
He just feels responsible because it was his booking.
It was my booking.
I can't believe you booked guests. Unbelievable.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Speedy guest,
I still do like guests.
Michael
I actually
Loxley
like to talk to guests.
Yeah. Will join us coming up in about 20 minutes, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. But time now to open up EB's entertainment page.
That's right. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Rizzo.
Mike Rizzo. Walker.
He's interesting.
He's a busy guy.
Mike Walker. I just read Mike's name here. Mike Walker of BMW of Fairfax. Has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5, had the X3 before that. I've had a bunch of the 5 Series. They're just unbelievable vehicles. Go check them out for yourself. Mention your boy. Real quick, JP, Zach wants to know, can you please admit that you botched the Jameis Winston question?
I botched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And then,
I wasn't the only one that's confused.
Yeah. And then Josh says, can you say Xander's name again?
Xander Schauffele?
There you go. You got it. Nailed it. Nice job. All right, Cakes. The Hawk Tua girl.
I don't know if I could pick him out of a lineup. He's kind of a small guy with dark hair.
I would recognize him.
Oh, if he was in here? You mean just walking around? Like, is he wearing his Adidas?
If you lined up 10 golfers.
Is he like wearing his clothes?
No, if you just lined up 10 golfers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I would know him.
I'd be able to find him. I could pick him out.
Thank you, Cakes. He's so disrespectful. All right, the Hawk Tua girl is still in the news.
Haley Welch.
Am I going to see Haley Welch this weekend? Didn't she do that in Nashville? Was that video in Nashville?
Yeah, but I mean, she's traveling all over the country. You think you're going to see her just because you're going to bump into her?
Yeah, she's going to be at the Hokies Commodores game.
I mean, I was kidding.
I know you're kidding, but...
Yeah, probably not going to see her, but yeah. I was just throwing it out there. I thought that was in Nashville.
Do you think it's influenced society? Like, are more women Hawk Tua-ing?
No, you know what's funny about that? But again, we've talked about this. I think most normal women don't even know what it is. They don't even know. I'm not going to say most normal, but most, like, sort of busy, you know, moms, they're not really paying attention to that stuff. But Drabby and Valdez, this is how bored these guys are. They're pondering has Haley Welch, is that her name, Cakes?
Yes.
Has she given her special gift to anyone since the viral fame? Their theory is she's holding on to it now because the pressure is so great and the hype. That she can't even risk it.
It's the Holy Grail. It's what she's known for. She can't just be giving it out anymore.
Now, my theory is she's just probably giving it out to old boy toys that she's had. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she might,
people,
you know,
she trusts?
Yeah.
But if it was part of her routine, if it truly was part of her routine and not just shtick, why would she That's her go-to. Why would you stop?
It's her patented move.
Well, because he says the pressure is so great.
Yeah. First off, I think it was just part of her. She was just doing a bit.
I agree.
Just being funny.
Yeah.
But now that's what she's known for.
Right.
And so she's got to be selective.
She'll never do it again.
Didn't she throw out the first pitch at a Mets game? Like,
yeah,
weeks
we did all that. We did all that.
He's gone for 2 months.
He's gone forever.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Same questions.
Yeah, you were gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm
we talked about a billion things
I'm stuck
in 2 weeks.
A time warp.
Sorry,
I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry.
I actually think she's going to make it, too. She's
going to make it to the other side.
Yeah, she's going to make
her
the crossover.
Minutes. Yeah, she's doing a good job. She's focusing on podcasts. And she's doing a lot of big podcasts.
When we see her sign a $200 million deal,
that's when
we're all going to get in a car together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Thelma and Louise off the side of a cliff.
Do you think she's going to sign with Spotify?
I do like that zing. She might.
But she seems
to be... I would sign with Spotify for $200 million.
She seems to be holding her own. Like, you know, keeping an interest.
But what's the latest? Was there an update?
Well, she says she's trying to step away from her infamous nickname. I think she's a little embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed by the word donkey.
Oh, you know what? Here's who should be embarrassed. Any of you hacks that name your fantasy football teams
the Hawk Tuas.
The Hawk Tuas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
Hawk
a lot of you out there.
Yeah.
You are out there. I know you're out there. You're a hack.
Yeah,
do that. You can't do it.
What's your team name?
It's not Hawk Tua.
What is it,
I can tell you that. I have several teams, JP.
You told me the
I have
other
a
day.
Million team names.
Give me a couple examples.
You try to be funny with them?
No, I mean, in the Homies League, my team's name is the Captain Nibblers. It's from a stupid Snapple commercial from 10 years ago.
All right.
And it stayed that.
That's worse than Hawk Tua.
It's not worse. It can't be worse. So I don't even know my other team names, to be honest with you. Like,
right.
I don't know my team name in the Johnny League. I just don't know my team name.
I saw like a direct message exchange. Is that league
the Johnny
dead?
League, it lives on.
It's going to live on?
It is going to live on, yes. And the parameters for that, your name has to be John.
No, I think they added somebody last year who wasn't John.
Really?
Because the league was on... It was on death's door.
Ah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's not all Johns.
Mm, gotcha.
I think vast majority Johns.
Sorry.
I think the larger point is, getting back to Haley Welch, is...
So stupid.
The Hawk Tua, that phrase is...
Isn't going to define her.
Well, I hope it doesn't define her. But anybody that uses that phrase in the next 10 years... is a loser.
Why do I feel like if you went to Ocean City, you would see Hawk to a t-shirt?
Of course. You'd probably see a billion
because
of them on the boardwalk.
Yeah. You think you don't have decals of that in the whatever
this is? You have a bumper sticker.
That's my view of Ocean City.
I know.
JP's being a beach elitist, Valdi.
I know. We all can't go to Puerto Rico growing up.
He's always been that way.
Silver Spoon,
yeah. Yeah. We haven't all grown up in the Caribbean.
I think Drab learned the same thing. He'd rather go to Lancaster.
You don't have to be rich to look down on Ocean City. I realize that.
It has that reputation.
It serves its purpose. It's a nearby beach.
It was fun.
Let me just say this. I can do all the beaches. I can do a hoity-toity beach.
You're a beach veteran.
I can do a white trash beach.
Me too.
I can do all
you know
in between.
You know what I am when I go to Ocean City? Happy.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Happy.
Because you're near the ocean.
Yes.
This is the last time Cakes booked a vacation to Ocean City.
He goes to Kiowa every year.
Mr. I can do any beach.
Probably beach week.
He doesn't go anywhere, though.
I've been to Bethany and Rehoboth multiple times in the past, probably 10 years.
They're different than OC.
Ocean City,
Rick.
It's been a while, but you act like when I was growing up, I didn't go to Ocean City like every summer for like 15 years.
Like.
I mean, his family's from West Virginia.
Yeah,
I mean, fits right in.
I'm going to guess it was beach week.
You think I spent a lot of my vacations at the Breakers in West Palm or really fancy places?
No, you would be mistaken.
Spends it at Purple Moose.
Or the what was the smorgasbord?
Paul Revere smorgasbord. I mean, come on. It's layups after layup after layup.
I kind of like sometimes I prefer Ocean City to like Rehoboth and Bethany, which are nicer.
But I don't think they're that much nicer, but
they're a little nicer.
They may be a half
step above. They're fine.
They're fine. They're a little nicer, but I like just to have more choice, more like junk foody places to eat. Yeah. I don't know.
You love Big Peckers.
I don't know.
See,
whatever.
It fits the Hawk too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Peckers.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about it earlier. I just, Cakes and I are going to Thelma Louise off the cliff. Travis and Jason Kelce just signed a $100 million podcast deal.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
How many days a week do they crank that out? Is it just a once a weeker?
I thought it was
twice. I
would
never listen to it.
I thought it was twice, but I could be wrong.
They're taking their New Heights podcast to Amazon's Wondery Network. But you already just never even heard of that.
I wonder what's wondering.
Yeah. I guarantee you he's never heard
honestly,
of it.
Honestly, when's the last time any of us has spoken, not a text, spoken to our agent?
Years.
2 years.
I don't Multiple have to speak years. To him.
He just a has waste. To
tell me all this money he's taking.
Yeah, it was 2 years.
It doesn't say.
We may be in the market for a new one. Let's be honest.
It doesn't say how often they do it. Yeah. But, you know, Wonder is one of the
radio
big podcast
insider
companies out there. And, of course, RH has never heard of it. Armie Hammer. Remember the guy that was big into, like, eating his girlfriend
yes,
and
he
all
was
that?
He was both Winklevoss twins in the Social Network. Everybody knows that.
He
came up with the Facebook.
He claims that now, because of all the scandal, he can't even afford his truck.
Oh, he's selling super busto?
His pickup truck. Busto.
Should move in with Kevin Spacey. He's still
squatting.
He should bring it to Lindsay. They'll give him a silly amount for his trade.
I don't know how he's related. I don't know if his grandpa or something.
Hold
but
on.
He's
Who is he related to?
Well, the Arm and Hammer.
Oh, like okay. He's part of that fortune.
He got none of that money.
I don't know.
Or maybe he did.
They're like
now
the spellings. They're not giving it to him or something, right?
Is he related to the Polish hammer?
Ivan Putski? That was one of my guys growing up back then.
Speaking of wrestling, Ivan Putski. Sid Vicious died, Cakes. Sid Udy, known to fans as Sid Vicious.
I'll be honest, I don't know much about him.
He dies at the age of 63. Neither do I.
I don't have a big follow. He was a WCW guy, I think. I
mean, he won the WWF championship twice.
Oh.
He won the WCW World Heavyweight Championship twice.
I thought you meant the real Sid Vicious.
Right, from the Sex Pistols. Yeah, I know who that person is.
No, I'm talking about the wrestler.
The wrestler, all right.
Yeah.
I definitely don't know him.
Yeah.
Is Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols gone? Is he still around?
He died. He died in 1979. 79.
Well, I'm not supposed to know.
He's been gone for a long time.
Is he gone? He's died in the 70s.
He gone. Is that how we refer to dead people
died
now?
When
he gone.
They gone.
Yeah, he gone.
They gone.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
I guess he is.
Isn't that time to play Fred Willard?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't played him in a long time.
She did.
Such a great clip.
We got criticized for playing that one time because somebody said we're making fun of like
she
a dead person.
Entice me.
You know, like a domestic situation. But I mean, it's so comical. How could you not?
She entice me.
Do you remember Martin Shkreli?
Hold on. Shkreli.
Do you remember why he's famous?
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay.
Martin Shkreli, it's something to do with like shady finances.
Yes.
Did he buy like a music catalog?
Well, that's part of it, sort of. He got originally famous because remember he had like some sort of drug. I don't know if it was like an AIDS drug or a diabetes drug or something. And he marked it up like 5,000x.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They were just now killing kinda, him for
yeah,
that.
He's the pharma bro.
Pharma bro.
A pharma bro. Okay.
And then he was also like this weird, like, he just had a weird persona to him. Like, I don't want to use the term. Some people might say it's up, but he's just like a weird way about him.
Okay. A weird affect.
Yeah. And he also was very much into like hip hop music. And he paid $2 million, remember, for that Wu-Tang album where
it was a one-of-one Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, one-of-one.
What an idiot he is.
And never released. Okay. No, I think it was worth a lot of money.
Okay.
But turns out, he ended up going to jail for, like, who knows if it was legit or not.
Like embezzlement.
Yeah.
Shady finance stuff.
But he got out. But it turns out he made 50 copies of the Wu-Tang album, and he was just sending them out to chicks.
Yeah, trying to get it laid.
He was burning CDs while he was in prison.
What an idiot.
Like a silly mixtape. Like a LimeWire mixtape he used to do back in the day.
I think somebody, did he buy it as like an NFT? He might have. What happened to those NFTs, by the way?
Oh, did Busto.
That never worked, right? How much is your basketball NFT worth?
My buddy Eric got it for me. I forgot if it was Lonzo Ball or what. I don't even remember who it was.
Drab's got a ton of bored apes.
You have a bunch of bored apes in your, whatever your laptop, happened to, your felting.
I knew that NFT stuff was garbage. I'm pro Bitcoin, but I'm out on NFTs. Out.
How's Bitcoin doing?
Bitcoin's at 60,000.
Yeah, pretty good.
Last time I checked.
Bitcoin's here to stay, buddy.
Yep.
Hold on, you're going to equate bored apes to Bitcoin? Good luck with that.
It's not having a great year.
I mean, it's 60K.
Do you like investments down 15% year over year?
Bitcoin. Do I want them down 15%? Yeah, of course not.
Okay.
But it's a volatile asset.
Mr. Snarky over there.
Although I will say, Eric has said for the last 5 years, it's going to 100,000.
You know what's down 99%? NFTs.
Right? What is going on with NFTs? I mean, is it just literally a dead industry? I had a buddy of mine who I respect a lot who told me, oh, NFTs are the... I'm like, really? I don't know. Get it. Freaking digital art. Do we know what's going on with them? Yeah. Nobody knows?
I don't.
What happened to all the NBA NFTs and the sports collectible NFTs?
Probably a dead market.
Dead market, yeah. And last but not least...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Jeremy Jackson. I have to say, I don't know that name, but he's from Baywatch. Is this the new Baywatch?
It's the old one with Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Is he the kid?
Yeah, he was the kid.
He's now 43 years old, okay? He says he played Hobie Buchanan on Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
He admits now that he smelled his female Baywatch co-star's dirty swimsuits.
That's he's just a horny kid.
Both those guys back there. Behind
hey, Hobie T-shirt.
I knew I always liked that guy.
How old was he at the time?
At the time, I don't know. He's 40.
He was a teen or like all right, hold on. 10 or 12.
I'm going to pull back the curtain here, the fifth wall. I have a in-show read I have to do. Or third wall. Yeah. Right here.
100 sheets of paper. Well done. All good right. Find.
Yeah, thank you. Feels like DC's steamy summer temps we all know and love are still here. If you're already sweating, today's going to be a hot one. If you're already sweating, whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.